Doris gets her learner's permit. I can vividly recall the day that Doris received her driving learner's permit. She hurried home quite excitedly and informed me that we were going to go on a real adventure with Grandma. She then pleaded with Grandma to come and ride with her in Grandma's car, as she could only drive legally with a licensed adult. Grandma agreed to ride with her if she drove very carefully. Grandma got in the front seat on the passenger side, and I climbed into the back seat. I knew that something was up because Doris kept giggling and giving me a funny look. As soon as we pulled out of the driveway, I figured out what the plan was. Doris took off down South Laurel like a professional quarter-mile drag racer. Grandma was yelling and screaming for her to stop, but she just kept barreling down the road at an ever-increasing rate of speed. I'm sure that Grandma's life was flashing before as she gripped the dash and armrest with white knuckles. We were coming up to a red light, and just short of the red light, Doris slammed on the brakes and the car screeched to a stop. Then the light turned green and we peeled off again with screeching tires. Grandma was screaming at Doris to stop, but Doris kept insisting that everything was fine. She just wasn't used to the power brakes because they did not have power brakes in the driver education cars. She also said that she couldn't quite get the hang of Grandma's accelerator. We continued on this incredible wild ride for about 15 minutes, tires squealing and the engine screaming, Grandma screaming even louder, and me scared out of my wits in the back seat. Finally, after what seemed to be an eternity, we arrived safely back home with Grandma in shock and Doris giggling and winking at me while pointing to the shell-shocked Grandma.